In 1 month's time, the country will launch an ambitious plan to provide free healthcare to lactating and pregnant women and children under five in an attempt to reduce maternal and child mortality in the country. Sierra Leone has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the world. Lack of essential drugs to keep pregnant women and young children healthy is a major hurdle to providing comprehensive care. Leanne Kuppens leads UNICEF's Child Survival and Development Team in Sierra Leone. She says the drugs are essential if some of the people in the country are to achieve real free health care.
The drugs, indeed worth around $7 million, are covering, are in line with the National Essential Drugs. It's a list which has been combined, which has been made with all the stakeholders in support of the government. And it's covering diseases like diarrhea, like malaria, like pneumonia, all the basic diseases the people face. And then, of course, we try to address the most vulnerable among all of them.
The drugs will also address conditions such as diabetes and hypertension that put pregnant women at risk for complications during pregnancy. Kuppens says the drugs are expected to last for 6 months. Kuppens says one of the biggest challenges to providing free health care is making sure appropriate medicines are available at the village level across the country, but there are few depositories to properly store the drugs. The drugs will be distributed by UNICEF directly from the port to district health units, which will then supply rural health facilities. In March, Sierra Leone's former health minister was convicted under the country's anti-corruption laws in a procurement scandal involving bids to provide the ministry with chemicals. The British Department for International Development is funding the procurement of the drug stockpile as part of their $51 million support of Sierra Leone's free healthcare initiative. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.